But joining us now is the man who led the Cowboys in sacks last year and a big part of their defensive line, defensive end, Jeremy Mincy. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing well. We got a lot of things to talk to you about. We're going to get to your music here in a second because we sampled some of that earlier in the show, and we thought that was pretty awesome. But I guess we should start with the fact that you are in camp. It was a little bit late, and I'm sure you're glad to have all of that behind you, those contractual talks.
Yeah, I'm just glad to have that resolved and be back on the field playing with the guys.
What's your mindset like when you are holding out? Your holdout wasn't very long, but still, there had to be moments where you're thinking, am I doing the right thing? Yes, I'm doing the right thing, going back and forth, or what were you thinking?
I mean, I didn't have any doubts I was doing the right thing. I mean, when it comes to my wife and my daughters, I mean, I go all out for them, you know, mm-hmm. just as much as I fight for my teammates, I go all out for them. So I just wanted to, you know, feel, you know, that the risk was worth the reward as a player. And, you know, you never want to feel like, you know, you're underappreciated or undervalued as a man. It affects you as a player. So, you know, I fought for that, and they believed in, you know, we seen eye to eye, and things got done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say it worked out for you, so congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that worked out well for you, and signing with the Cowboys worked out well for you. It certainly worked out well for them, but I think it probably worked out well for you, too. Did you feel like you made a quick home here in Dallas last year?
I mean, I grew up a Cowboy fan.
Did you really?
Yeah, I only been a Cowboy since I was a kid. So I just, you know, once I got the opportunity to come to Dallas, I was ecstatic, man. I was happy to be here. So when you're happy in a place and you really respect a place and you love the culture and you always was a fan, you're going to embrace the opportunity you have and make the best of it. And you got great coaches. A lot of good people around me, and we just all gelled quickly and made it happen.
So you grew up in Florida?
I grew up in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay. So how were you not a Falcons fan or whoever the team of the region? Was it back when the Cowboys were winning a lot of games?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 83, so, you know, the early 90s was an era with straight Cowboys, and most of my family was Cowboy fans, and we would sit down and watch the game every Sunday. Emmitt Smith was actually one of my influences to go to the University of Florida. So
okay,
yeah, it goes way back, and it's funny how it ended out. They actually called me before the Bronco while I was on the plane flying out to Denver. The year I signed with Denver, I had a phone call from the Cowboys, and I was like, man.
Turn this plane around.
Yeah, but that was after I signed the contract with Denver.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned you went to Florida. That's one of the places on my college football bucket list is see the swamp. What's that like? What's that scene like?
Absolutely amazing, man. Like, it gets so loud in there sometimes the ground shake.
Yeah.
And your heart will stop. Like, hey, y'all calm down. Let's get it together. But it's a great place to be. It's like a sea of orange and blue, man. You'll love it.
So if that's not the loudest place in the SEC, which place do you think is the toughest place?
It's either
LSU at night.
LSU at night or – well, back in the day when I played, it was Tennessee. It was hard to play a team like the Volunteers in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. This is Jeremy Mincy with us, Cowboys defensive end, joining us here at training camp. You look at the Cowboys depth chart, and there's some depth now at defensive end. Mm-hmm. There's some draft picks the last couple of years. There's the addition of Greg Hardy. How do you see your role? Are you going in thinking, hey, I'm the guy that led this team in sacks last year. Everybody's got to beat me out. What do you feel like the competition is like at defensive end?
I mean, that's how I feel inside, regardless. You know, that's the beauty in it, though. Regardless of what the coach chooses to go with or roll with, we still all boys, and it's a unit. So, you know, it's going to be a rolling unit at that, and that's how we create a way to help, you know, every player get their rhythm, every player figure out what they need to do as a player. You know,
they're doing a great job. That's how those 90s Cowboys did it. They had depth in the defensive line and that big rotation.
Got to have it. You got to have it. I mean, we all starters here. You know, I have full confidence, you know, that I can play just as good as anybody on the roster. But, you know, you got so many different combinations. You know, I don't know exactly what a coach wants. I'm kind of a sprinkle of them all.
Yeah. So we hear so much about this offensive line and how good they are. And certainly they had a great year last year. Who do you like to go up against the least in practice among those offensive linemen?
The least.
Who do you have the toughest time against?
I would say Zach Martin. Martin on the inside. He's so athletic and he can recoil so fast. And he's athletic and strong. With Tyron, too. I mean, it's either between Zach or Tyron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did notice that in drills yesterday. When guys go up against Martin, they seem to just stop when they hit him, no matter who it is. I didn't notice you necessarily going up against him, but I did notice that with a number of defensive linemen.
Yeah, they got to learn how to attack him. You know, he's one of those guys you got to get up on and attack.
Rod Marinelli, your defensive coordinator, he's got a crazy voice. What do you think when he yells at you? Do you think, man, that's a weird voice?
Get your Oh, I got it.
You're about to give us Rod Marinelli.
Hey, we don't play like that. Make sure you get to the ball. he's a great guy, man. He's definitely inspirational. It's always good to listen to him. He's one of those guys. He don't have to drum it in your head for you to know how serious he is about what he's saying and what he's doing and the technique he's coaching. So as best you pay attention and learn from him.
All right, this is the great Jeremy Mincy with us on the ticket from training camp. Earlier we played some of your music.
Okay.
You like to rap.
Yeah.
And so we played Knock Knock. That was your hit from Jacksonville. You also did one in Denver, right? What was your
It's called Who's There.
No, what did you do in Denver?
I don't think I did one in Denver, but they liked the song that I made in college, the Mr. Mintz. You're a mean one, Mr. Mintz.
Oh, okay.
You're as ruthless as can be. You say quarterbacks for money, but bring running backs for free, Mr. Mintz.
All right, so is this one ready to go to iTunes? Your Cowboy Anthem?
The Cowboy Anthem, well, you know, when you once you submit a record, you know, online, it has to go through.
Take some time.
Yeah, right? Like yeah. I thought the process would be shorter because I did it with one song and it just, you know, it went through it. But that was for another artist, not myself. Mm-hmm. Then I do it for me. It's like, y'all playing with me. So it'll take a few days for the process, and I think it'll be on iTunes very soon.
Okay.
So the real K Rhino, mm-hmm. is that – or K Rhino. The real K Rhino is his Twitter handle. K Rhino, is that the guy – does he do the music for you, or have you just worked with him? What's the deal with that? He's a Houston rapper, is that right?
Yeah, it's K Rhino.
K Rhino, sorry.
You know, it's funny. He put that in us. Okay, Rhino, man.
Sorry. Yeah, we thought it was Rhino.
Tell him I apologize. No, Rhino.
No, he's a good friend of mine. He's an amazing artist. He's a guy, like, he's been around, like, since the 80s, man. Like, mm-hmm. And he's just like a guru of writers. And, like, I just look up to him. And one day I just asked him, I was like, hey, man, you think? No, actually, he was like, check this out. He sent me the song Knock Knock. And I was like, wow. That is amazing.
So he wrote it, but you rapped it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. He wrote it and rapped it.
Okay.
But he wanted me to rap it. I was like, no way. I'm not rapping that. You sound too good on it. Like, there's no way. But I write my own stuff. You know, I choose to go off my own mind frame, and you know, I like expressing me. I think that's the best part of being an artist, is expressing who you are as an artist. And I think if I would have wrote Knock Knock, it'd been a little different.
So the Cowboys song,
that's me.
You wrote the lyrics and the music?
No, the music was written by Mr. Mitch Productions producer JP Rev, and I just got on the record, rapped it, and made it sound good.
Okay.
You know? Do you have a co-writer you work with on the lyrics?
Oh no,
like Cole Beasley or anybody like that jump in?
He crazy. Not at all, man. Not at all. I mean, I don't mind working and sharing ideas and things like that, but I like to write my own music.
All right, roll it back there, Jared. Now, I would think they would play this at the stadium, don't you think?
I would think so, too. Let's try to get it done.
I think that would be pretty
easy. This would be a good song for the defense to come into, you know, like walking onto the field or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving a nod to the Old West here.
I love the intro.
And did Lucifer come in the studio and do his tracks, or did he do ISDN?
Oh, no. He said Lucifer. He sound like an old country singer to me. He say Lucifer.
Were you going through some sort of harmonizer there? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's just an effect.
Yeah.
Gerald of Indians. Gerald of Indians.
What did your teammates think of it? Have they heard it?
Oh, they love it. Dez,
yeah?
I played it for Dez yesterday. He absolutely
loved it. Yeah?
I heard Garrett singing it as he was walking off today.
What'd that sound like?
I'm talking like Lucifer right now. The Cowboys. Cowboys are good. It's a process.
All right, we want to hear your rap here. Hang on. We're about to hear Jeremy Mincy. Just throw it down.
Straight to Dez Bryant. Don't even step on the field, baby, it's bedtime. I'ma get the sack, cause it's time for me to make a play.
That you?
No, that's DJ Lana.
Okay.
Features. I explained that to you.
Okay.
That's Urkel singing, isn't it?
All right, so who's this guy?
DJ London. He's an artist of mine, Mr. Miss Productions.
Okay. British guy.
Yeah. Actually, he's British. Yeah.
Is he really?
He's really from London.
Wow. Well, man, I think he did great on that.
Yeah, your voice
he did.
Sounds, your
he
voice
did.
Sounds really good, too.
Yeah, I think you both of you guys did.
That's the beauty in it. Like, I was telling my guy, he was like, man, just do the whole song. We want to take him off. I was like, no. I heard his verse, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
This executive move right here, man.
Executive producer.
Yeah.
Well, man, I hope you sell a bunch of these on hope you get a bunch of downloads on iTunes.
I hope so, man.
Let us know when it's up, and we'll let Cowboy fans know when it's up. They start downloading.
I think it's going to be a big hit for you.
I do, too.
Thanks, man.
I think it's going to make Casey Kasem's top 40.
I hope so.
You know, I write music too. You want to do a duo sometime?
Let's go, man. Whenever you're ready.
Americana meets rap.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think that the music George does.
It would bore you to tears,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it would.
I think it really would, yeah.
You'll be shocked at what I listen to.
What's the weirdest thing you listen to? Like, do you like rock when out to Katy Perry?
17, it was a very good year.
Sinatra?
A very good year.
Pretty good. He knows
yeah,
a Sinatra.
Not bad. Same, too. What else you like besides Sinatra?
Man, I'm a weirdo, man, when it comes to music. Like, I'm a 70s head. Like, I like 80s, 70s music.
That's
mixing
good.
It with the new grade. You'll be shocked. I've listened I'm talking about, I thought about sampling Afternoon Delight to Carly Simon's. To,
can you do some Sugar Hill Gang?
Some Sugar Hill Gang. I say the hip hop, the hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock it.
That's pretty good. And you dated Taylor Swift for a while, didn't you?
Oh, no, man. Get out of here.
Well, man, that's awesome. We appreciate you coming by here early. The song sounds great, and we hope you have another great season.
Thanks, man. I'm working on it.
Okay, that's Jeremy Mincy. Good luck to you. There he is.
What a nice guy.
Number 92.
Although he seemed like he was in a really bad mood, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was a little down this morning, I think. Yeah. All right, what's next in the corner?